Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
It's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet tarantula.
Snake for a pet.
He's my pet snail.
A squirrel.
This is our pet.
A family pet.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Today is National Pet Day.
Showtime.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Otherwise known as National Saddled for the Rest of Your Life Day.
For the rest of your life.
You know, when she had a child at 40 years old, I giggled softly to myself. And
no, you didn't. You and your wife sat up in bed and laughed heartily.
Is this because you have a video camera in my bedroom again? Or
no, you told me. You know, my wife and I sit up at night and laugh at you and Ralph. That's what you said.
40 years. Settled into a rhythm, settled into a pace, and then bring on that thing.
It was worth every minute
of it. And now, on National Pet Day, as she now grips her forehead, realizes that she has a one-year-old dog.
Yeah,
like a sex machine. Get on up.
I just gotta dance a little bit. I don't dance, but
you don't dance, but for the heck of dance.
When I know you're saddled, baby. I mean,
right on, right on.
Oh, my God. And by the way, you're going to take this the wrong way, as you normally do, with the words that come out of my mouth. But I'm going to tell you right now, that dog is flat ugly.
Oh, he's nice. He's an Aussie doodle. He's black and white. He has interesting markings. He may be so ugly, he's cute.
Oh, yesterday.
He's not ugly.
Have you show Yes Man the picture that you showed me yesterday of your two dogs?
I think I showed it to him.
Yeah, she showed it to me.
Your dog looks like if they made a Frankenstein clown and then it was fashioned into a dog. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. I've seen good looking
dogs. What's ugly about that?
Oh, they're cute.
Okay. I'm not talking about oh my God. That is
he's
the
cute.
Ugliest. That is would you do me a favor? I want a poll.
Okay.
Because and I want straight answers. I don't, you know, if it's a poll, I'll lose this poll. Because make sure you just get it when you get the picture from her. Just get just her dog, just the one on the right. All right?
The one on the right.
Well,
let
me give you a picture of just him.
No.
Because I've got a picture of just him.
Listen to me. That picture right there that you showed me yesterday.
Okay.
Is like you took a bunch of parts of other dogs.
Oh.
And decided. I'm not.
He said, you're going to take this wrong like you usually do. That dog is flat ugly. Now, how do you take that?
That's the only
well, first
way
of all, the dog was foisted upon you. A one-year-old dog at your age. And now here you are. I'm telling you, who got to spend 15 hours in a car the other day just to stand in the presence of God? Because he didn't have a dog waiting for him at
home.
We
could have done that. We'd just have to find somebody to watch
them. Right, that's the thing. Do you understand? It's like, well,
but we have people.
I brought in a package from Wuhan, China during the pandemic, but we didn't order it.
Well, there's people. There's a boarding place just two blocks down the neighborhood.
Something you have to do, and then that's something that costs you money.
Well, everything costs a little bit of money.
Did that dog cost you
anything? You had to pay for gas to go to 15 hours.
To stand
you probably had to,
with God in a field in Illinois.
I'd pay it.
Well, you know, I did it, dog. I did it, dog.
Yeah.
And God looked at that dog and said, well, I got a bunch of spare parts.
And he's so sweet.
There it doesn't matter.
He's lovable.
We're not talking about sweet.
He's sweet.
We're not talking about lovable. We're talking about two things. You're saddled for the rest of your days.
Not the rest of my days, hopefully.
Well. That dog could be 15. Where are you going to be in 15 years?
Hopefully still here.
Yeah, buddy.
And I have two nieces who love dogs and will keep him.
Okay. All things you have to do to arrange. And then, so that dog, it may sweet, maybe cute, love, da, 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 da. It's just not a good looking dog.
He was not a plan, but he is cute.
It's not a good looking dog.
Yes.
It's not a good look. They're good looking dogs. There are good looking dogs. That is not a good looking dog.
No.
So I'd like this as the poll.
Okay.
Picture of that dog in that post, that right there, that picture she'll send you, and say, good looking dog, yes or no?
So crop it just to the right dog?
Yeah, don't put the other dog in it, which is another mess altogether. But just put this dog.
Well, she's right there next to him. How are you going
to
crop?
Oh, you know how to, not how to, give it to him.
Okay, I'm sending it.
He'll crop it. You don't even know how to crop a photo.
No, I do know how to crop a photo.
You got to crop a dog out of it.
Well, because they're right there next to each other. I've got some of him. I've got some of just him.
I think it'll be fine.
Why can I not just send one of him?
Can I make up my own poll, please?
Well, you can, but why don't you want them?
Mm-hmm. Because I want the ugly dog in there, so people will say, now, damn.
I've got pictures of what you're calling the ugly dog.
Yeah, you'll find a cute picture, and you'll think that's the one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're...
Can I do my own bits, please? You do your bit. If you thought of it, you could have done it. You didn't think of it, I'm thinking of it.
Well, see them online today, too, for National Pet Day, because one of the people in the building is putting all of our pets up somewhere.
Well, I put my pet up. In an urn,
yeah,
on a shelf, and I stood in presence of God on Monday.
I can still do that.
Right. Well, you need a lot of work.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a
Lord have mercy. The old WNOX just went off the air. Back when it was the original station here in town.
It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown.
Back at the live barn dance down there.
That's right, live from Siderville Music Store down there in... Was that Claxton?
Yeah.
More Claxton.
I guess that would classify as Claxton.
I don't know. Good morning. Welcome. High 609 on this Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1, where there's an instant poll up on our Instagram story. I even worded it so you'd win the poll because, you know, people don't want to call a dog ugly. And you have an ugly dog. There's a picture up. And the poll's
not ugly.
He's ugly. And the poll says, is this an ugly dog? You'll win the poll because if we put up, is this a good looking dog? The answers would have been, no, it's not a good-looking dog. It's a dog, and, you know, all dogs are cute. Yes, we're not talking about cute. It's a Frankenstein dog. He's like half Dalmatian, half
he's not.
Shih Tzu.
He's an Aussie doodle.
He's something already.
He's an Aussie doodle.
He's upside down.
He has abnormally long legs, if
he's,
you can
he's
see.
You know, from the other side of the world. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. All right, that poll is up on the Mark and Kim Show Instagram page. Poll up on our Instagram page. Is this an ugly dog? The first vote was yes. This is an ugly dog. Where are we now? Yes, man. Tyler Gann.
We have one for yes and one for no as of right now.
It's tearing up the internet.
It is.
The Mark and Kim Show is taking the internet over. We are breaking the internet, baby. Woo! We are horrible on the internet.
Right.
All right. We just did a story 2 weeks ago where Gen Z... and millennials are sick of reboots and redos and the same old crap on television and in the movies. And for the last 2 weeks and for the last 6 months, we've heard nothing but all the new things coming out are redos of old stuff again.
Because people had already been working on them.
I don't care.
Did you expect them to just dump it because that survey came out?
First of all,
we've been working on this for 3 years. Now we'll just dump it.
Haven't we been sick of this kind of... laziness?
Yes, we have.
For a long time?
We've talked about it for a long time.
I mean, I just saw yesterday that Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant are rebooting another Bridget Jones Diary. Oh, for the love of God. The first one, wonderful. Second one, third one, oh my God. Fourth one now? We need a fourth Bridget Jones Diary?
But is that a reboot or is it...
It's a sequel.
A continuation, okay.
Sequels, reboots are what Gen Z and millennials... I'll tell you right now, Gen X's don't want them either.
Mm-hmm.
And now, two of them for today's news. Did you see that they're reviving and redoing the Blair Witch Project? Which was perfect on its own.
Yes, it is. It
was
should
great.
Be left alone.
Scary. Don't watch it with other people. They find it funny, and then it ruins it. I got to see it in an empty theater. Literally, me and my other morning show partner before you, we saw it in a theater. We're like, damn, goosebumps, hair standing up on our arms and stuff like that. And our
your hands too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So the Blair, yeah, they're redoing the Blair Witch Project because I guess we're out of scary movie ideas now. And then Melrose Place is coming back with original actors. Melrose Place. You have any idea what Melrose Place was?
It was around the time of 90210, right?
It came after 90210, in that same vein of 90210. Yeah. Fox TV, young adults,
all living their lives.
In the same apartment complex. You know, Andrew Shue and Daphne Zuniga and Heather Locklear and Laura Layton and others in that TV show. Well, guess what? It's coming back with Heather Locklear, who is a damn hot mess nowadays.
I was going to say, is she even ever able to carry on a part now?
Who knows where she is in her life? I know that she was in the
dregs. She's had some hard times.
Yeah. So Amanda, Sydney, and Joe, which is Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga coming back. No word if the other originals will do. Of course they will. Of course they will. Because they're all, first of all, Hollywood out of ideas. Fewer movies and TV shows made than ever before. And the has-been actor now. Woo! Whew. Unless you got some TV show like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something like that. Or that stupid British one, which I had to talk to the British boys this morning about. Strictly Come Dancing.
What is that?
Exactly. It's a dancing show. I'm like, could you explain what the title means? Strictly Come Dancing? Like, what does that even mean? And they had to explain it to me.
What did they say? What does it mean?
Well, Fargie and Zoidy were on the conversation.
Fargie and Zoidy?
Yeah, the boys
they sound
out.
Like a show.
On their own, right? Exactly. Strictly as in only.
Sound like YouTube people.
It does.
Well, Fargie and Zoidy.
They're probably on YouTube all the time. I'm not sure they're employed. Doesn't matter. It was that, you know, strictly like only.
Yeah.
And then come dancing like you would say at a buffet. Come hungry. Strictly come dancing. How about you call it the bloody dance show? You know?
Something Bloody's not good though, is it? I mean, that's like really bad for them.
I don't know. Whatever. So yeah, nothing but reboots. And here we are again. They're out of ideas, and it's just this is why I don't watch TV anymore. This is why I haven't been to a movie theater in over a year.
Which now, for you
is a long time.
Is huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's what she said.
United Airlines flight was forced to divert after a dog pooped in first class aisle. Now, I'm wanting to ask, why is a dog out? Because the rules are that any animals that are in the plane have to be in a crate under the seat. So why was a dog out in the aisle to begin with?
Why are dogs in restaurants?
Well, hopefully it's because if they're in a restaurant, it's because they're allowed in the restaurant.
The day of the emotional support animal is done. It was done the first day, but it's really done now. People have no tolerance for emotional support animals. Working dogs, I understand it. If you need to be led by a dog, if you've got a condition that the dog notices that happens to you before it happens. Yes. Yes. The days of the emotional support dog pooping in the airplane are done.
Well, this dog's messy accident occurred in first class, and the crew spent more than 2 hours trying to clean the plane's carpets with paper towels. The mess was so bad in first class bathroom that even after cleaning, they still closed it for the rest of the flight. Travelers were given masks and alcohol wipes to sniff due to the strong odor.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. And then the alcohol made them ill. The alcohol and the smell of the matter. It was very liquid form, too. It wasn't a solid form.
All right. Okay.
And it was in several places on the aisle because the dog couldn't control himself. It was in the shoe of one passenger because the passenger had taken his shoes off and it got in the shoe of the passenger.
I would have lost it.
Now we finally wake him up because you mentioned shoes.
I know.
I know it's an airplane and all, but I'm telling you right now.
The passenger.
I might have to blow a hole in the side of a plane.
So this dog was everywhere leaving its, and so the passenger said the crew was amazing trying to get it up and trying to get the dog.
Hold on. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care if the crew's amazing. It's not about the crew being amazing.
Yeah.
Which was probably the case.
But why was the dog out of its crate?
Oh, well, you know.
And not under the seat.
Emotional support.
No word from the owner of the dog, but.
I'm going to make a policy that if I go into a restaurant and there's a dog in the restaurant that says the words emotional support animal, or it's not a working dog tag or whatever the case may be, I might just leave and I'll tell the manager that. I know I'm a douchebag. I understand that. But at the same time, it's just crap. It's crap. It's a way for people to. Yes, it is. And I should just jingle out right there. But I want to yell some more about these emotional support animals. If you can't leave the house or go into a restaurant without your dog, then there's Grubhub. All right. DoorDash is what you need If you can't go to a restaurant without your dog with you, you're just using it as an excuse to have your dog with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The same people pushing a dog in a stroller are the same people taking the dog into the restaurant, are the same people letting their dog crap in the aisle of a plane. I'm telling you right now, I'm forcing the plane into the ground if that happens when I'm on it. I'm going to the cockpit.
Oh, God.
I'm going to the cockpit. So I can't take it. I'm going to show these people. I'm going to show these people. I don't care if you all have to come down with us. I'm showing these people.
Well, this dog forced the plane
into
the ground.
Nose dive, baby. Woo! Straight into the ground. It's National Pet Day. We got a pet on our Instagram. It's up on a poll. It's Kim's dog. It's just as ugly as hell.
One of the two, and he's not ugly.
He's ugly.
He's
and
cute.
So the poll is this an ugly dog? Feel free to jump in. Jelly Roll right there. Declined to meet Diddy because it rubbed him the wrong way, so says Jason DeFord.
Just to meet Diddy?
Just to meet him. It's backstage at the Jimmy Kimmel Live show in that green room. And he was offered the opportunity to meet him, but he declined.
But what about meaning him rubbed him the wrong way? Was it the invitation?
Would you like to hear the story?
Well, yeah.
Love to tell
well,
you.
Well, it sounded like you were stopping right there.
Did it?
Yeah.
Diddy?
Diddy.
Jelly Roll said, quote, I don't know what it was. I made a joke at first. Well, you don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed, do you? Very seldom do things rub me in the way in which I was like, I don't even think I want to have that picture. Jelly Roll, everybody.
Oh.
Amazingly, this was before Diddy was hit, of course, with the rape and the sex trafficking allegations, all the world that is crashing down around him right now.
Wow.
Which could be significant jail time for him if it's proven. If it all turns out to be that he got raided. They got a lot of stuff. They put his sons in handcuffs. Something going on. Everybody got a Diddy story, but whether it's to be believed, who knows? But, you know, he'd much rather say, oh, yeah, I don't. Well, if there's no picture of him together with Diddy, then,
Think I even want that picture.
Watch that picture leak out this week and Jelly Roll has to roll back and say, okay.
But, he's honest about all the other stuff he's done and hasn't done.
How do you know that?
Well, he's pretty open about the life he's led up till now. He has no reason to.
A lot of stories, though, get told that aren't necessarily true. That's called the Mark and Kim Show.
No, hell.
Listener-inspired bit coming up next. They just heard you talking about the dog pooping on the airline in the middle of the flight and just disgusting and grossing out everybody else out. There's someone just sent me a Reddit link, and I'm not going to put this online. I'll read some of the submissions to the Reddit post. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you accept it? What I'm afraid of is that I'll have listeners who have people that do gross things in their life, and I won't be able to bear that.
Oh,
so we can't.
Yeah, you don't handle that well.
No, I don't. So we will not be putting up. This is a Facebook post for comments, but I will read some of the ones I can handle. Coming up next, the grossest thing your partner does, but you accept. Now there is also something on our Instagram. To poll about Kim's dog on National Pet Day. And I'll say every comment should count as multiple votes for yes, this dog is ugly.
Why?
Because the comments are awesome. The poll not working out so much for me.
I don't think they're so awesome.
They're awesome. So we'll get into that coming
up. Some of
as
you
well.
People are mean.
Not see, I love how mean means truthful to you with the ugly dog on National Pet Day. Thing's a Franken dog. Let me say this really, really quickly about pets and dogs and stuff like that, especially dogs. I do believe that all dogs are cute, except the ones that like have the tongue hanging out their head.
Oh, always.
Like permanently.
With the dead tongue. You know, like they're permanently Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
that dog ain't cute. All right. But every dog is cute. I love dogs. I love not having dogs. But you got yourself an ugly dog, woman. I'm telling
you
right now.
He's cute.
Do you not hear what I'm saying?
We love him.
See, again, fortifying my point. So go on to the Instagram and vote ugly dog, please. It's my campaign today. Vote ugly dog. That dog's ugly. Because if we'd worded it the other way, I said, is this a good looking dog? It would have been no. What's the poll numbers as of right now? The percentage of those who say, and look it up, look at the picture, go online, Instagram, Mark and Kim Show. Is this an ugly dog?
As of right now, on the Instagram post, not the story, the post has 73% no, 27% yes.
I'm just glad he's not listening this morning.
But the comments are like, oh, Kim.
I know. One of them was just, sorry, Kim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
That should count for 10% right there. And then on the story, what's the percentage on the story?
On the story, it is 64% no, the dog's not ugly.
Nah, it's
36%
ugly. It's
yes.
ugly. And you're saddled with
it. You know, just because it's your opinion.
Oh, because I can't have my own opinion.
No, you can have your opinion. You. Well, you're trying to push it onto others, though. Is this dog ugly?
I gave you the wording on the wording. Well, it gives people the option of saying no, because they're not going to call a dog ugly.
Because they're nice people.
Oh, what am I? Mm-hmm. This is the grossest things that people do. The partners do. You're like your husband or your wife does this and you just accept it. And I don't want to put this up as a post because then I'll have to read these things and I have to read these ones and I have to go. I went through the, and I picked out some innocuous ones and then some kind of, ugh.
Well, you still got this look on your face. Like,
well, cause I can't believe you would be so rude to use the Q-tip, get the wax out of your ear and just leave it on a countertop.
Why can you not believe somebody would do that?
Because I can't believe people are this.
People are gross.
Yeah, yeah. When I clean my ears.
If I ever cleaned my ears out.
When I clean my ears out of the crap you put into it, I throw them away. Sometimes I'll even wrap it in a tissue so that it doesn't stick to the bag in the bottom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm like overtly polite. Except about, of course, her
at
dog.
At home, apparently.
Wow.
He saves all the politeness for home.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, we're better to be polite than at home.
Your dog is ugly.
Your dog is ugly. How about this one? She bites huge cartoonish chunks out of cheese we have in the refrigerator.
Cartoonish. I love that.
It's like, how's your mouth that big? And there's teeth marks in the cheese, the whole thing. There's another cheese one on here. Oh, these are the gross things your partner does, but you just accept. She nearly dies from choking on stringy cheese every time she eats a mozzarella stick or a pizza. She'll reach in and pull it back out of her throat.
Ooh.
She never learns.
Oh,
I guess I'll just have to accept it.
Now, I've seen kids do that. You know, it's like they just can't handle the cheese.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But if you're an adult, take smaller bites of big mozzarella cheese sticks. How about this one? She sucks her tea bags dry.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
We are talking about what you make tea with, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't get all excited over there. And if it's her tea bags, it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
How does she do that?
A little bit.
Was she a contortionist?
I'm concerned she has tea bags.
That was where I was going with that. Thank you. Once again, crystallizing my thoughts perfectly. His dog sleeps in the bed with him and regularly pees in the bed.
Oh.
Mm. Sometimes he eats while he's using the bathroom.
Oh.
That's been referenced on this program before.
That's just gross.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let me get out of that. Here. He picks his teeth with the point of his pocket knife.
Oh.
It's not really gross, but
the
sound of the metal against his teeth makes me crazy. It's like when I hear somebody pull the fork out of their mouth and they slide their teeth.
I can't stand that.
As opposed to, what's that noise?
Ching.
Huh. And this one, I'll leave you with this one. This one makes me cringe. He forcefully gags himself while brushing his teeth to help him remove the phlegm. It's shockingly loud, and every single time he brushes his teeth, he does this. And if he's a younger guy, imagine what it's going to be like later in life for this person. Oh, my God. Alrighty, everybody. Her versus him. Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Brian and one named Michelle. Today, Brian and Michelle are playing The Feud for
a pair of tickets to Beers and Blooms at the Muse. This is an adult-only event at the Muse tonight. Event starts at 6 p.m. Tickets available at themuseknoxville.org.
There you go. Hi, Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. I'm ready to leave the kids in the car.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Do not leave the kids in
Just
the car.
Roll the windows down.
See what you've done.
A dark, rainy day. It'll be fine to leave the kids in the car. Hi, Michelle. She knows better. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You know better than to leave the kids in the car, no matter what the situation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Clearly, Brian does not.
That's right. Well, Brian's my boy. Brian is my man. All right, so I got a first round, first point. Let's start with the ladies. First round, first point. Top five answers on the board. Michelle, give me the most popular answer. Name a calisthenic.
Two
seconds.
No.
That would be strike number one. Kim, name a calisthenic.
Jumping jacks.
Are the jumping jacks on the list? Yeah! Well, of course they are, and they're at number one. Michelle, name a calisthenic.
Push-ups.
Are the push-ups on the list? Yeah! Is there a chance you didn't know what calisthenic was before Kim had to say jumping jack? I'm just wondering.
100%.
How old are you, Michelle?
That's none of your business.
Damn. You go, Michelle.
Damn. Well, I was just trying to find out if, you know, they haven't been called calisthenics maybe in a while. I don't know. Bitch. All right. Yeah, love you, though. All right. One strike on the board. Two answers given. Three answers left. Kim, name a calisthenic.
Burpees.
Excuse me?
Burpees or mountain, whatever they call them, different things.
We ain't burping on this show. Oh, well, strike two.
Burpees are definitely calisthenic.
Strike two. Not old school. Michelle, with one strike left and three answers left, name a calisthenic.
Sit-ups.
Did you say chin-ups?
No, sit-ups.
Oh, sit-ups. Did you say sit-ups? Yes, on the list at number five. Kim?
Knee lifts.
Is the knee lift...
You know, like Chinese.
Do you think any, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Knee lift. Just delaying in the inevitable. Boys, talk it out.
Not going to be a lot of help. Crunches, chin-ups, maybe.
Time for discussion is over. Brian, steal the first round of the first point. Name a calisthenic.
Lunges.
Is the lunge on the list? No, did not make the top five. Jumping jack, push-up, pull-up, leg raises, and sit-ups were on the list 1 through 5. Score, Master Steve?
That is 1 for Michelle, 0 for Brian.
All right, we'll stay with Brian. Top 5 answers on the board, Brian, for these 2 points in the second round. Name a classic form of torture.
Mm. My gosh. Calisthenics.
Not the way it's right.
Doesn't count. Brian, 2 seconds.
Cutting off a body part.
Cutting off a body part. Is cutting off a body part on the list? Is it a classic form of... No, I'll say strike number one. Yes, man, name a classic form of torture.
Throw him in the fire pit.
Throw him in the fire pit. I thought that was called sacrifice, but okay. That'd be strike two. Huh. Brian, name a classic form of torture. 2 seconds.
Breaking an arm.
The arm break. Y'all need to work on your torture skills. Girls, talk it out.
Waterboarding?
That's what I was thinking, too.
The time for discussion is over. Michelle, to steal the second of the third point, name a classic form of torture.
Waterboarding.
Is the waterboarding on the list?
That is correct,
yes!
That's what I do at home.
Come on, boys. Y'all know your torture. Number one, bamboo shoots under the fingernails. Number two, waterboarding. Number three, Chinese water torture. Number four, tar and feather. And number five, stretching on the rack. Oh, what? Come on.
I didn't think of any. Waterboarding's all I could think of.
When they tied the limbs to the horses, that's what
it's
I was
called
saying.
Stretching.
Oh, okay, I didn't know the name for it.
Well, you should have said it.
When they tie the limbs to the horses?
Yes, and then stretch
like
you
a
out.
Rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Scoremaster Steve.
All right. That's going to be 3 for Michelle, 0 for Brian.
Michelle, you get to listen to this and decide if you want to play it or pass it. Round 3, top 4 answers on the board and only 2 strikes to work with. Fill in the blank. Food blank. Play it or pass it?
Pass.
Pass it. All right. Brian, food blank.
Critic.
Food critic. That'd be 1 of 2 strikes. Yes, man. Food blank.
Food truck.
Is food truck on the list? Yeah! It is the number one answer. Brian, food blank.
Restaurant.
Food restaurant. I haven't gone to that food restaurant. I don't want to go to that clothes restaurant. I want to go to the food restaurant. That'd be 2 strikes. Girls, talk it out for the big win.
Food coma. Food baby.
The time for discussion is over. Just win it all right here. Michelle, food blank.
Baby.
Food baby. Is food baby on the list? No. Food truck, food allergy, food stamp, and food city. 1 through 4. Food city? Y'all didn't come up with food? It's a coin flip.
Give me the damn coin.
All right, here we go. Michelle, 3-3. Michelle, call it heads or tails?
Tails.
And it is tails. All right, Brian, lose it right here or tie it. Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. Michelle, for the win or the loss, heads or tails?
Heads.
And it's tails. It's over. Brian has won. leave his kids in the car at Muse Knoxville.
Don't leave the kids in the car.
The beers and the boobs. The blooms at Muse. There he is.
It doesn't last very long, does it?
Doesn't last very long. You can make a quick appearance. That's right. You leave the kids. He's making.
It's a sleepover, Brian.
He's making kid jokes about leaving him in the car. Thank you for playing, Michelle. We appreciate that. Brian, congratulations.
I want to know what your nightly bedtime routine is about.
I'll bet you do.
I do?
I'll bet you do.
I want to do. Who I'll has the you. Longest? What do you do?
Who has the longest what?
The nightly routine.
Oh, I thought you were looking at something. I'm like, what?
No.
They should speak for themselves.
No.
All right.
I put up a Facebook post and we'll talk about some of those coming up next.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other night, and she said, I miss the days when I could just say, I'm going to bed and go to bed. She has two young girls. And so it takes her like an hour to go to bed now because
that's putting the kids to bed. That's not your own bedtime routine, though.
No, because she puts the kids to bed and then she has time. But she said by the time she's ready to go to bed, they start waking up again. They want water. They have to go to the bathroom. They need her for
I'm
something.
I'm sorry.
They
I'm have mistaken. Different I thought your post was about how much time does it take you yourself to put yourself to bed. I was mistaken. I didn't know you were going with all the kids stuff.
No. That made me think about what I have to do to go to bed. I said, well, even though it's just me, I don't just get up and go to bed because I have to take the makeup off. So I have the makeup mount.
Is it an air hose or some sort of like fire hose or anything like that?
You know, I don't wear that much.
Sandblaster.
My eyes. I do a lot to my eyes.
Yes, you do.
But the rest of me doesn't. I mean, I have makeup melt.
I told you it's makeup tips.
I told you tips.
About how to take off your makeup with a fire hose.
It's a scrub, a glycolic liquid, a serum, an
now?
Eye cream.
What now?
Glycolic liquid.
Hold on. What is a glycolic liquid?
Why do you care?
Because I like to know if you know what a glycolic liquid is.
It helps even out the color of my skin.
I understand, but what is...
I don't know how it's made up. I don't make it myself. I go and buy it.
Right, but what does that mean?
It's like a serum. It's acid. but it's not a strong acid. It doesn't like burn through my skin or anything.
You're putting acid on your face.
It's glycolic acid, yes.
Glycolic.
Yes, and then I do a serum because it like it calms down the acid.
How about this? If you don't put on an acid, then you don't have to calm it down.
No.
Yeah, but I need to put the acid on to, you know, keep it from having color, you know, discoloration.
What? Oh, you guys are sold, aren't you?
All this fabulous takes a lot to get.
When do we get to see the fabulous?
I have fabulous every day. Then I do the eye cream, the neck cream, the castor oil, the lip plumper.
Hold on. The castor oil?
Yeah.
For what?
It locks everything else in, like around my eyes and around my lips and all that stuff.
Everything else in?
Yes.
Into what?
To keep it in while I go to bed and, you know, keeps everything in place.
God.
Then the hand and elbow cream and the foot cream and the diffuser. I have to put the scent in there so I can sleep.
Now you're making stuff
No,
up.
I'm not. This is what I do.
How long does it take you to get yourself into bed from the time you decide, boom, you crest the threshold into the bedroom? How long does it take?
About 32 minutes.
32 minutes to go to bed.
Yeah. And then I have my nighttime story from Abide. I listen to a soothing story as
what
I go to
now?
Sleep.
But from what?
It's an app. And I listen to a nighttime story, and it sort of puts me to sleep. It's like adult nighttime stories.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I mean, it's not like Bow Chicka Bow Wow or anything like that. So I was just curious what other people do. What is your nighttime routine? I know you've got the CPAP thing you have to do, so that has to take some time.
That's my nighttime, baby.
Every night.
I pour water into a reservoir.
That's what you do.
I take my clothes off. I brush my teeth. I take my meds. I get into bed. It takes me about 4 minutes. If it's shower night, 8 minutes. What? Why is that so bad? I don't need serums and glycolic acids and folios and doobie doobs and all the rest of them.
Doobie doobs?
I don't know what you're saying.
Now, you're a skin person, so you have to have some kind of skin care.
I have skin, too.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do anything to it, apparently.
And look at me. Look at this. How many times have you said,
you don't look your age? Yes, man.
I take my contacts out. I take care of them, make sure that they get cleaned overnight. Mm-hmm. I...
What, you send them off?
No. No, they clean themselves.
Send them off anyway, to the dry cleaners?
What?
I put on... I wash my face.
You put them in liquid.
Yeah. Okay. I wash my face. Then I put my moisturizer on. I put some eye cream on as well.
Eye cream?
Yeah.
You're 30.
I know, but I don't want to look...
You start young.
I don't want to look 40 at 30. So I got to take care of myself.
What are you doing for those slabs down there around your waist? You doing any steps or anything or...
Yeah, yeah. Just,
calisthenics.
I just pace around.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have to set up all of my alarms. So I have four alarms. I got to set it up on the iPad.
You're
phone,
on a roll now. You just
two different alarms.
You know what you've done? You've just instituted the Mark and Kim Show Kiss of Death.
Oh, God.
You've referenced your alarm.
I'll be late tomorrow.
Like we've said before, you'll be late on your last day. Yeah. Ooh, things got awful quiet.
Yeah,
felt like the eclipse there for a second, didn't it? When are the bugs going to start
it
coming out?
It got cold.
Yes, it did.
Dark.
And here are the fall bugs. Okay. That's 32 minutes is ridiculous. You're going to have some comments coming
up next? We've got a few comments that I'll go over just to
serums.
Just give you an idea. Yes.
You are a slave to this whole skincare game.
That's okay. My
you
skin
are
feels
a slave
good and I think it looks good.
To the skincare game.
Yes, I am.
The shapely bottles in the shower and all the other crap that, oh, you just.
I am. So I asked on Facebook who has the longest I'm heading to bed
longest,
routine.
I'm heading to
what
bed
are you
routine.
Doing? And, Rachel may have it. Counting all the time I get distracted, putting things away once I say I'm heading to bed, as I'm heading to bed, about 2 hours.
How about we talk about from the time you crest the threshold into the bedroom, but does she describe the 2 hours?
No, she just said picking up things. So she's like, as she goes to bed,
that's picking up things. That's not a going to bed routine. That is a cleaning the house routine.
Well, but these people, this is once they said.
These people. She referred to you as these people.
These people are all saying that once they say, I'm headed to bed, this is what they do. Like Janine says, I pack lunch for the next day, pick out clothes for the next day, shower, face, teeth, meds, look at Facebook and answer questions for Mark and Kim Show.
There you go.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Find other things to scroll, check Facebook again. TikTok shows up on Facebook, so I scroll that, lose track of time, and boom, it's an hour past my bedtime. Listen to bedtime story, fall asleep. She listens to a bedtime story too.
Yeah, what is that?
Why do you have that look on your face?
I mean, just throw the fan on for some white noise or put a white noise thing on your phone. But you listen. But you have to concentrate. Like if you're listening to a story, you're listening to a story.
We read stories to kids for bedtime. Why can't we listen to stories ourselves? Okay. It's a calming story. Okay. It's somebody reading a story to
you.
It's nice.
I'd like to hear one of these calming stories.
Yeah.
Okay, I can bring you one.
Okay.
I'll bring it to you.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Amanda says, mine wouldn't be nearly as long if my two kids would just let me go to bed, but they wake up as soon as I lay down. So she does get to bed, but then her kids wake up. I don't know how they sense it, but the second I start to relax or fall asleep, they're yelling at least 3 times every night, Mama, Mama, Mama. Kashawn says, it takes me an hour before I have to, because I clean the living room, and kitchen, mop both floors, take my dog out, pack my husband's lunch. Why isn't he packing his own lunch? Get our work clothes ready. So she's getting his clothes out too.
This is not a bedtime routine.
Yes, it is. This is what people do when they say, I'm heading to bed.
Well, this is her business. Why she does the things she does for her husband. I'm sure there's things you do for your husband that...
Like what?
Yeah, I was going to say. Hold on. The woman who wants to drag his ass into the woods if he's sick. Ain't doing nothing for her husband. Her husband has to do everything. She's like, do this.
I don't have to. He just does it.
Yeah, see? Trained.
Turns the bed over and...
Oh, yeah.
Well, on the pillow.
He pulls the covers down. He doesn't turn the bed over.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, he wouldn't turn the bed over. Then I couldn't get
when
in.
You say the word, when you say the words, turn the bed over, that's how I feel.
Oh, that's what I meant.
No. Well, say what you mean. How about that?
He does turn down the bed for me. Jen says, I have to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, Frasier, and The Office for about 1.5 hours to get my mind in place.
That's not a bedtime routine. That's your watching TV routine.
Then I shower, brush my teeth, drink water, say goodnight to my son, who is annoyed that I'm going to bed in the first place and tell him to go to bed. Tell him to turn off his games.
Why would a son be upset that a mom is going to bed?
Because she's making him go to bed too.
How old is this kid?
I don't know.
I think she's referred to him as like 18 before. Who's she telling him to go to bed? What time? What?
Well, he still has school.
At 18 years old, if he's still in school, he has got no bedtime by you or her. Period.
Then I go to the bathroom, wash my hands. If I can make it to bed before my husband, I have to fight off his advances.
Lord have mercy.
If we lie down at the same time.
It's on like Donkey Kong playing ping pong with King Kong and Hong Kong, baby. Eating some ding dongs and a sing song. Woo!
So it could be 3 hours to 2 minutes, depending.
Oh, my. So this Gen X mom had to be informed that her Gen Z daughter is actually Gen Alpha, which is younger than Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen Alpha, not Gen Z, is saying that eyeshadow is for old people.
Well.
And then it's so funny because the clapback was, well, you know, I'll go as a 22-year-old, I'll go down, I'll go dead with, you know, my makeup brush in my hand.
Yeah.
That's all you see if you're online. If it's makeup tutorials.
I love them.
I mean, I just love to live a life where you're arguing about eyeshadow.
Who's arguing about it? I mean, this is mother and daughter. Hello? Well, yeah, but that's not really arguing, I guess.
You never argue with your mother?
I mean, they just disagree.
Of course not.
No, well, not really. Not. I mean, every once in a while we'll disagree on something. But no, I mean, no.
You've never argued with your mother, I bet.
Well, when I was younger. I mean, you go through a phase where you have disagreements with your mom and can go at it, but no.
Mm.
I mean, how bad would it be if I'm arguing with my 84-year-old mother? That's not a good look.
I bet you we get a whole list of texts right now.
Oh, yeah.
45-year-old posed the question to Gen Z viewers. As many pointed out in the comments section, her daughter seems to be Gen Alpha, not Gen Z, because Gen Z is like, no, we're makeup influencers.
Mm-hmm. I love the tutorials.
Makeup influencers. Oh, my God.
Hey, they're making money.
You know what? And I say, go for it.
Yeah.
I say, if you can make money by putting on makeup in front of a camera, then you have beaten the system.
Yeah.
You have figured it out. Much more than many people.
Yeah.
Much more.
If you can do it, do it.
Yeah. I'm 22 years old. You have to pry eyeshadow out of my cold, dead hands.
Exactly. I love it.
That's because people don't learn how to use it until their mid-20s. She'll learn. Supposedly, Gen Alpha's more into more earth or more natural tones, not these overdone eyes that people are wearing nowadays.
I don't feel they're overdone.
Oh, my God. You have more eye makeup on now than you've ever had in any time that I've known you.
Probably.
Okay. So I ain't lying.
But I don't feel they're overdone.
Are you doing them more than you did before?
But that doesn't mean overdone.
And you had a lot of makeup on before?
A lot is, you know.
I've seen it.
Subjective.
I see it. Well, I'm the subject.
And it feels I don't like do it for you.
Sort of sign. Oh, then who do you do it for?
Me.
You see me first.
But it's not, I don't
every
do it for you.
Every day for four
but I don't do
God
it for you.
Forsaken hours.
I don't do it for you.
You do it for the outside world.
No, I do it for me.
You know what? I believe that a little bit.
Well, you can believe what you want to believe, but I do it for me.
I know you do. And you also do it for others.
No.
Same way you do.
I do it for me. If I did it for others.
We don't dress for others. We make up our hair for nothing.
I do it because it makes me feel good, and I like the way it looks.
That's right. We don't want to be attractive to anybody else. It's just all about ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just one of those bedtime.
It's about the way I feel.
I could feel a sign going to be hung from a cabinet knob today. I dress for me.
I do.
Not for the world.
I dress for what I like, what makes me feel good.
Is this a Bible parable? Is this a verse somewhere?
No, this is Kim 24/7.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Kimmy.
More.
So a little while ago, we were giving Kim the business over her makeup.
Oh, I was going to say which time. Giving Kim the business.
Well, what else do you call it?
Well, it was giving me the business.
And
I was saying which time, because it was like,
you give pretty good.
Oh, I just had to tell somebody that online, as a matter of fact.
Oh, was somebody else complaining about me?
They weren't complaining. They were just saying, I guess maybe it was a complaint. They said they need to quit ganging up on you, Kim. And I said, hey, hold on, I give it back. Do you not hear me?
What I love, though, is when people, like if somebody disagrees with somebody and there's multiple people disagreeing with somebody, that's bullying. That's that's ganging up on somebody. How about multiple people in a room of three? If two people feel one way and one person feels another way, that's just voicing an opinion that's different than yours.
Yeah, we're just having discussions.
Because if you two have an opinion that's different than mine, do they ever say to me, "Oh, you're ganging up on Mark"? No,
they
don't.
Say, "Go get him, Kim.
Go get him, Kim. Go get him, Kim."
Let me see if I can find it.
Well, let me move on from the if you're wearing eyeshadow, you're old. And you do.
And
your
I guess
eyes.
I'm old because I wear eyeshadow. I
and
love
you wear more
eyeshadow
than ever, which means you must be older than ever.
No, it's the style.
What are you still looking up something? I'm going to do something here.
That's fine.
What are you trying to find? The complaint? Where was it? On our Facebook comments?
I was trying to remember where it was.
Or was it on Instagram?
It may have been on Instagram. I don't know. I just saw it and I answered back.
Speaking of Instagram, we'll have tallies tomorrow morning first thing on the Instagram post of the day. Please go there. It's a poll on National Pet Day. Kim has got an ugly dog.
And you happened to pick the day after Joey was trimmed, Jojo, my little dog, and my husband did it, and I was not happy.
See, how come this is not a radio story then? Hold on. Tomorrow, after we've done this poll, please write this down because she'll try to forget it.
No, okay. I won't. I'll put it on my notes.
Okay, then why didn't you bring it up?
Because we were already talking
about
the ugliness.
Your husband is now a dog groomer?
No, he's not. And that's the problem.
Hold on. Your dog was groomed by your husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk about that at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay. It'll come after the poll. Kim does not believe that her dog... What is this? Somebody comments about how it's a Heinz 57 dog or something like that because it's... How ugly it is. It's like it's got 57 different dogs in there. It does look like it's your dog is a patchwork quilt. Your dog looks like they took a bunch of other dogs from the side of the road and then reformulated it into your dog. Combined with the really bad haircut, oh my God, your dog is a Franken dog. Your dog takes the word mutt and adds an extra T to it.
Well,
how much of a M-U-T-T-T.
Oh, bless. He's cute. He was much cuter before my husband got after him.
Then you took that picture then. Then why would you take a picture of the dog when he's looking his worst? What if you came out of a salon and they butchered up your hair? Would you then take a picture and put it online?
Oh, I would and go, look what they've done to me.
Okay. Of course. You got to bring everybody into your suffering.
Yes, I do.
So back to you're old if you use eye makeup. There's other signs. There was a link to that story. Other signs.
Am I going to feel old and decrepit after this?
Well, I don't know about decrepit. I mean, I think you were already decrepit at 33, but now
at 33,
a little older, you might be more decrepit. I don't know. But this is just about, these are actual random signs that you're old, that you're an old person now. Not getting older, but like when there comes a time when you're just
settled
an old,
into it?
You're an old person.
Oh gosh.
All right.
Do we want to hear this?
I don't even know if I want to hear it.
Oh, don't worry. People will come to your defense. You're not old, Kim. You're beautiful. Don't worry,
Kim. You can be old and beautiful,
by
the way.
Yeah. Don't worry, Kim. He's just mean.
You can be old and beautiful, by the way.
It's not like I made these up, okay? Someone asked people to name random signs you're officially old now. For example, we found out last year that no one dances with their hands in the air anymore.
And, of course, I do that when I'm joking around, you know.
Oh, that's so... Oh.
But I don't really dance that way. I don't.
I think you do.
No, I don't. I don't.
And when do you dance, by the way? Where do you go and dance?
We go places and dance.
Hold on. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
When's the last time you went a place and danced?
Well, on our cruises, we go places and dance.
Well, where nobody knows you.
Well, that's not true either, because I've told you, every cruise we've gone on, there's been somebody who has known us. Not because they've gone with us.
So famous.
Oh, stop that. No, it's not that at all. You talk about people knowing you every place.
Italy, and Hawaii, Atlantis Resort.
No, I mean when you go places.
I'm saying these are the places I've been recognized outside this city.
Well, so,
I'm like, what? How the hell are you recognizing me in Italy?
Exactly. Because people travel. People do things. And
since
so
when?
Since forever.
All right.
So it happens.
Someone asked people to name their random signs that you're officially old now. Number one. Makes my wife old. She eats Tums like they're candy.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Problem is they make Tums that are like candy now.
They do.
Do they?
Soft chews. Oh, the soft chews are like a... Uh-huh. Oh, and my the other one, she loves... I guess she does some gummy at the end of the day. It's an orange gummy. And it's delicious. I don't need the orange
what
gummy.
What is it for? Is it vitamins?
Vitamins, some vitamin, mineral, you know, orange.
Okay.
Vitamin C, you think, whenever you think orange, you think vitamin C.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, can you give me some Tums? So yeah, she'll actually tip the bottle up like I do with a bag of chips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At the end of the bag of chips.
Maybe she's eating something through the day or drinking something that she shouldn't be drinking.
Or she just has acid reflux. We can have acid reflux without having to worry, you know, without having to think about some food caused it. Yes.
No, I guess so.
You still print your boarding pass just in case. Now, I will say this. We definitely move with technology.
Mm-hmm.
We will definitely move on to anything that's new and technological so I can have anything simpler is easy.
Yeah.
Is better for me. And I don't want to be a Luddite. I don't want to be the person who doesn't do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do love when I see somebody with the printed boarding pass at the gate when I'm traveling. I giggle, especially when they're 30. I laugh at that.
Yeah. Because they've probably seen their parents do it and they think, well,
this is the way.
Just to be safe. You know, well, they probably have it on their phone too, but they don't.
I mean, there's multiple ways on your phone to make sure that you have it. Now, granted, if you're afraid you'll lose your phone, then I can understand that. I can almost understand having the printed boarding pass in your pocket. If you want to, though, it's easiest to not have to print it at home and bring it in your pocket and worry about it. If you just walk up to the gate and if there's a gate agent and it's not time to board yet, you've got a little time, you ask him, could you print my boarding pass, please? You've already got your bag to the gate. You're going to make it on. You've got your phone with you.
Yeah.
That, you know. So if you're afraid you're going to lose your phone and then not have your boarding pass, I can understand that. But if you print your boarding pass, you're old. If you wear the laminate holder looking thing, you know, when you wear a laminate with like all access pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If your wallet is around your neck.
Oh, gosh.
I see those people all the time.
With the paper boarding pass stuck down in and your passport and stuff like that. Oh, my God.
I see those old people.
But it's so convenient, though.
You can see them coming. Do you do that?
No, I don't. I don't have that.
You seem
device.
To know the convenience a lot.
I do know. Look, everything's right there. This is why I want to be the one to travel with the big travel vest. And I have not done it yet. It's a travel vest that I have, but it's more of a photography jacket. But the travel vest, I want everything on me, like in my, I want
the travel vest that Tirsa Smith made fun of.
That was a photography vest.
Well,
hold on. There's a slight difference. Those were baggier pockets for carrying lenses and stuff like that when I was doing some stuff.
Several years ago.
What's your point?
I just think it's funny because you quit wearing it after she made fun of it. And you loved that vest.
I wore it one time. And I didn't need it again after that. Still hanging in the closet. I could wear it right now if you'd like me to. But I want the travel vest with all the different pockets and stuff. I do. Yeah. I love that. I love pockets. See, that has more to do with me loving pockets and
pockets, pouches, bags.
Yes, yeah. than actually trying to look like some old schnook going through the airport. But if you're trying to remember something and you snap your fingers.
Well, you do that.
You're old. What? No.
You do that.
I think I do that sometimes.
I try to remember something. I don't do the snappy thing, though.
I don't think I snap my fingers when I'm trying to remember something, do I?
Every once in a while. It's not like a every time kind of thing, but you'll...
All right. How about this one? You can't stand nor sit without making some sort of noise.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Me and a friend who's exactly my age... comment on each other's getting up out of a chair.
Really?
All the time.
Ugh.
Yes.
I don't notice you making a noise getting up and down all the
time. By the time I'm in here, I've been awake for 2 hours. By the time I hit the radio here, two and a half hours. I've been awake for 2.5 hours at least. So all of my aches and pains haven't manifested like what I'm saying. I've already gotten through them for the day. Like getting out of the bed, I might groan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The medication I'm on somehow gives me lower right back pain.
Mm.
Okay. It must be some organ it's affecting. I don't know. The last time that happened, I had to lose a gallbladder over it. So I don't know. I groan when I get up a little bit, but by the time I'm here, I've walked and I've stretched and I've done all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hear
it's
me
like
getting
lubricated and ready to go.
Yeah. Do we need to hear about you and Ralph? You know, by the time, so you won't hear that here, but if I go sit somewhere for a long time, you might hear me get up. The lower the car, I got two low cars and one high car.
Mm-hmm.
The high car, I get in and out of no problem. The low cars, I'm like,
well, I think my low car helps me keep, you know, moving because you have to get in and out of it. I think that helps keep you moving. Don't you think that for your lower cars?
Sure.
I don't know. I think it does.
I don't know.
Because I have to, it's all I drive, so.
If you use your speakerphone for most of your calls, you're old.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Now I see. Now,
but
is
I see everybody doing that.
It's against the law to be on your phone and with a handheld in the state of Tennessee while you're driving.
Yeah.
Is holding it with the speaker on, is that considered using your phone? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's the difference between holding it or it coming through your car? Because if it comes through your car, it comes through the speakers, or if it's mounted.
You can do that because that's hands-free.
Yeah. It's mounted and it's just coming out of your phone.
But if you're holding it in your hand, it's not hands-free.
So it has to be, yeah. So I see people holding their phone.
Yeah, I do that.
Talking all the time.
I mean, I see
people in the state of Tennessee?
That.
Yeah, in the car. Like, I'll have it on speaker if I don't want to.
Why are you holding it?
Well, I mean.
That's against the law.
Like this.
Yeah, that's not hands-free. That's illegal.
Is it?
I see people do it all the time.
What are the cops doing it?
Because hands-free.
What are the words hands-free mean to you?
I'm doing it.
But they're cops.
I figured it was okay.
Hold on. No. Hold on. No. Cops are not above the law.
No, I know that.
I love cops. Don't get no.
No, I agree.
Cops
They're not above the law.
They're cops. No, that they have to follow the rules too.
No, I agree with
cops
that.
Cops will pull over cops. I've seen it before. I've seen the videos.
Huh. Have you really?
Cops will pull over cops for speeding. Cops will pull over cops for illegal stuff. Yes, absolutely.
I'm not saying they're above the law, but I'm saying, well, I see cops do it. That doesn't mean.
You said, well, they're cops.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that, well, I saw a cop. You know, if you see a cop drive off the road for something, that doesn't mean you can do it.
No, but I just figured, well, I mean,
we're talking about something. Driving off the road is not illegal. You're saying that the cop's doing it, hence it's not illegal for the cop to do it.
No, I'm saying that just because a cop does something doesn't mean we can do it. They may have a reason for doing it in the line of duty or something. I don't know. But I'm just saying we can't, you're not supposed to be doing that. I see people doing it all the time. No, and we're not supposed to do that.
I have the hands-free Bluetooth, but sometimes people say I sound like I'm talking in a fishbowl. So that's when I'll switch over to speaker.
Is that how you drink your Long Island iced teas out of a fishbowl?
Always face down in one. Yeah.
But do you talk on the speaker? I mean, like on a speakerphone in the car?
I do not hold my phone in my hand while I am driving.
Yeah, I don't either.
I will reach over and I will use it while driving while it's in its mouth. I will text, I will drive, and then I will yell at other people who do it themselves because I'm a hypocrite. You judge parents if their kid is not wearing a jacket on a cold day.
Yes.
I'll do that. Yep.
So we're all old.
I guess so.
I guess.
You watch the local news every night.
No,
you're old.
No.
Who watches the local freaking news every night? It has gotten so bad. Other than the big, let's say, eight of the local television personalities that are professional broadcasters, the Ted Halls, the Lori Tuckers, the Bo Williams, the Tiersa Smiths, who else? John Beckers, the Robin Wilhoits, those people making bank still, doing well for themselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is a freaking intern.
And they'll
horrible.
They'll tell you that they pick, each station has, you know, 3-4 people that they pay well,
Everybody
and the rest
else,
of them, they don't pay enough, and they just they grind them through.
They don't pay them enough because they don't have enough money to pay them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just,
if you watch the local.
Fun on a budget.
By the way, bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? We've decided, I can't say what's wrong with people anymore. I don't say what's wrong with people anymore because everything is wrong with people anymore.
Yeah.
Like, don't say that, won't say that.
Mm-mm.
There's a bunch more on here. Let me pound through these quickly. You've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open.
Oh, somebody just the other day said, what's happened? The mall doesn't open until 11 o'clock now.
Not true.
Well,
I was in the mall yesterday at 10:15. It's open.
Well, the day that
there's some stores, there are some stores that aren't open. Like Dillard's is not open until 11.
Right. Well, then maybe they were, but they said the mall.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe
she
a store.
She goes, we tried to
mall.
Go to the mall and it doesn't open until 11.
Yeah,
so maybe it was a store.
And you know
in the
why
mall,
that is? We figured this out years ago. Remember? Because an 8-hour shift is 11 to 7.
Yeah.
And that means you don't have to have multiple employees to work. You don't have, let's say you've opened at 9 and you close at 8.
Yeah.
That's two different employees have to work the store. You can work one shift and work the entire opening of the store.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they do
I
it.
I thought it was because of COVID or something.
I think that's when it started.
Of COVID.
Yeah. Just like how it affected Walmart's hours. And
I think that's when it started.
When they got fewer employees to do jobs and they want to pay people less money, the store is open for a shift, effectively, an 8-hour opening.
Yeah.
Especially malls stuff. They are usually closed by 7 o'clock. Kim, you start conversations with strangers in public.
No, they start conversations with me.
They do. Mm-hmm. I've told you, I'll just be shopping the grocery store or whatever, and some random person will say, well, she always used to do this. And when they, it's usually, you know, an older man.
I would
man,
just walk off and ignore them if they start a conversation.
I
like
don't.
That
I'm not going to walk off and just leave somebody who started a conversation. No, I don't start the conversations. They do.
Do you know where the heating pad is right now?
Yep.
You're old.
It's in my bed.
Oh.
I like it around my neck.
Now you're ancient.
I like it around my neck.
What?
I like it around my neck.
You sleep.
Tamoxifen.
Hold on, you sleep with the heating pad on during the night?
It has a
electric.
It has a timer, and it goes around my neck. My husband did that because I burnt my boob one time.
Oh, my God.
Because I can't feel it.
Oh, my
but
God.
But the tamoxifen that I take.
Oh, my God.
Tamoxifen that I take.
TMI.com.
Oh, I burnt myself again like 4 months
enough.
Ago. And I scabbed over, and I've got a scar.
Oh, can you stop? Can you stop?
But that's
can
when
you
my,
stop?
But that's when my husband got me this heating pad because
talk.
My medicine. You were
old,
talking about
old talk.
No, you were talking about how you have a medication that hurts your back. I have a medication that hurts the base of my neck, and it's I've done this for 10 years, so I have a heating pad that I start out in bed.
TMI.com.
Well, I'm just telling you.
You leave the plastic.
Do you
want to
see the scar?
You leave plastic on things to keep them new.
I do that.
What I love is that when I have had an electronic for a long time and I'll discover like a little piece of plastic, like a little, like a film or whatever.
On one of the little windows or something.
On a corner or something like that.
Yeah.
An electronic device and I just like it'll discover like much later. Oh my God, I didn't pull this one off.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I felt like it was protected just a little longer. I love keeping my things pristine. So I guess I'm old. You've recently said, how do you work this damn thing? You've told a server, please give my compliments to the chef.
I've never said that.
You've cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days. And I guess it's old to say when you drive by a nice house, I say, well, that's a nice house.
That's old?
That's a means you're old.
Hey, that's pretty. Or look at that. But gee, that's a nice house. Yeah. I mean, do you have to say those exact words?
So here we are. Gen X is in a, who knows? Gen millennial? Millennial? Are you millennial?
I don't even know anymore.
I think he is a millennial, isn't he?
I don't know. He's 30.
You got this look of, I don't know what he is.
I don't know what he is. He's like your dog. We don't know what it is. Jump to the Instagram, vote on it. We want a pure, honest to God, look at the dog and say, that's one ugly dog. Yes or no? Is that an ugly dog? And we'll have that response for you tomorrow morning. Just after 6 o'clock, as that was the hour we were discussing it. And then Kim would like to go on at 7 o'clock about what?
My husband making the dog ugly.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.